You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
With the government's recent news that from the 1st of April 2027, disabled people in England, which includes visually impaired people, will be able to travel for free by bus at any time of the day, lifting the current restrictions for not being able to travel for free before 9:30 a.m. apart from at the weekends and on bank holidays. Well, joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio is Eric Mathis, RNIB's policy lead, to explain a little bit more about the changes to bus travel for people in England. Eric, this is a real game changer for us all as visually impaired people, as I could never really understand why I could not use my bus pass before 9:30 a.m. in England.
Absolutely. As a much missed former colleague of mine used to say, I'm just as visually impaired before 9:30 as I am after 9:30. It feels like a very arbitrary difference.
Eric, am I right in thinking that bus passes are normally administered by local authorities, a bit like the Blue Badge scheme, which is also available to blind and partially sighted people? Do give me a little bit of, I suppose, an outline of how people can apply for a bus pass, because they are available to people who are registered as partially sighted as well as people who are registered as blind.
That's right. Any kind of certification of visual impairment will be sufficient to get somebody a what's called the National Concessionary Travel Scheme, NCTS, pass in England. Because it's done by local authorities, the situation at the moment is actually a little bit more complicated even than that you said in your introduction, where some local authorities can make the individual decision to. So, for example, where I live, until recently, it was the case that people who were registered sight impaired or partially sighted did have the free travel between 9:30 a.m. and 11 p.m. But people who were registered blind or severely sight impaired had it all the time, which also feels like a very arbitrary distinction. And I say that even as someone who was benefiting from that, as I got the free travel all the time, even before this. So it can be different in different local authorities, because they, by law, have to have it between 9:30 a.m. and 11 p.m. on weekdays. But they can take the decision themselves to improve upon that situation individually, if an authority so wished, until now. So the situation for some people won't necessarily change that much in some places, where it will in others. It's all a bit confusing at the moment. And one of the benefits of this, I think, is it makes it much more straightforward. It'll be the same for everybody all the time without all this having to pay attention to what time the bus leaves or anything like that.
And Eric, do you know what the situation is like around bus travel for visually impaired people in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland? Because I think it's different, isn't it?
It is different. So transport is a devolved matter to the nations, which means that Scotland, Ireland, Northern Ireland and Wales all have their, make their own decisions about it. So I know, for example, in Scotland, it's not just buses, but trains that blind and partially sighted people can travel on for free. And I think sometimes even with a companion, meaning that even a person traveling with you, because like so many of us, I really, really much prefer having somebody with me when I'm traveling. That understanding has led to people being able to have a companion travel with them for free as well, I think, in most, if not all, public transport in Scotland by now. And in Wales, I'm not sure of.
Well, I'm sure people can find out exactly what the situation is like in their area. But do we know where the funding might be coming from for this free bus travel in England? As I have read that it might be coming through the Department for Transport or the Department for Work and Pensions, and hopefully it won't have any impact on funding for other services for disabled people, I hope.
I hope so too. I think the idea of it being a kind of shared thing makes sense, because obviously, like you say, it is a matter of transport, but will benefit disabled people altogether. And that will obviously, you know, affect their ability to get to work, to get to appointments, to kind of do things that hopefully the DWP will approve of as well.
And obviously the RNIB welcomes these changes. And is there any other sort of, I suppose, campaigning that the RNIB is doing at the moment around transport that we could all get involved in?
We are actually at the moment working on a couple of things relating to our experiences as pedestrians generally. So the situation, if you're able to walk around your local neighborhood or if you're not, we're finalizing at the moment a project around street audits, where we're asking blind and partially sighted people and their friends and families, if they so wish, to let us know about the issues that you have on your journeys. It could be clutter on the pavements. It could be crossings that aren't accessible to you. Whatever kind of issues you're having, we're really really keen to find out about it, to help you contact your local authority or whoever is responsible for it if we can, but definitely to help us understand what we should be working on and how we can help blind and partially sighted people in their journeys.
Finally, Eric, if listeners would like to get involved in RNIB campaigning work, whether that's around transport or anything else, where would be the best place for them to go to find out more and get involved?
You can email us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk. And if you search on the RNIB website for campaigns, you can find out more information about the things that we are campaigning on at the moment.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Eric, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the changes to bus travel for visually impaired people in England.
Yes, nice to have some good news to share. Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.